More of Like Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. There is a foot of snow on the ground, and that's not even counting where we've piled the stuff that we've shoveled. So you might think you're off the hook for preparing your garden, but our gardening contributor says, not so fast.
If you are especially motivated to add some non-monetary green to your life, mid-February is not too early to get going. Melinda Myers joins us in the studio now. It is great to see you.
Hey, it's great to be here, and it's always good to talk gardening, especially during the winter.
Well, for sure, because we're into the middle of February and the novelty of snow and cold temperatures especially has kind of worn off at this point.
Right, and we just keep seeing more snow and more cold coming. So there are things we can do to jumpstart the season and warm up that green thumb for spring ahead.
Well, and that's kind of amazing to think about when you really can't see the ground out there. So let's talk about this. Let's start from the beginning. What can you grow inside that will then be able to take root once the ground thaws?
You know, if you like the challenge of starting plants from seeds, all you really need is a sunny window, some quality potting mix or a seed starter mix, and then some seeds. And I like to recycle containers, you know, yogurt cups, applesauce, drill holes in the bottom, clean them up, fill them up, and plant them. And you can grow those in a good sunny window or under lights. You'll have greater success if you grow them under artificial lights. But basically, look at the back of the seed packet, and it will tell you how many weeks before the last spring frost, and we're all guessing when that will be, that you start them indoors. So
right.
That's
part of the
place.
Issue here is you don't want them to get too big when they're still indoors because
then you've got these long, leggy plants with weak stems, and it's more of a shock to the plant as you transition it outdoors. So you really want to time that right. We used to think bigger was better, and we'd start our tomatoes early. And they did some research and found really starting them in early April was as early as you needed to go. You'd have good sized plants that would adjust to the new location, and smaller plants actually do adjust to the outdoors better than those big, tall, floppy ones.
So right now, in the middle of February, we can talk about wanting to start these indoors, but we really probably shouldn't put them into our containers too early.
Correct. Onions, the end of February, that's one of the early ones. Impatiens and begonias, very tiny seeds, those you start earlier. Some of the flowers that take longer from seed to become a transplant. And then many perennials, too. And then also, I wanted to mention winter sowing. So people who go, I don't have a sunny window, I'm not buying artificial lights, I travel, I don't have time to water these little seedlings, because you do have to keep the soil moist. That's a challenge. And so if you're gone and you don't have someone to take your place, you need to be careful. So winter sowing.
You have brought something along here to demonstrate.
I did, because I thought, you know, on air, how of course we're going to show how to do it. But a couple years ago, I heard some master gardeners in Indiana talk about winter sowing. And I thought, this is great. You take old milk jugs, you cut around so the bottom is about 3 to 4 inches high. You leave part of it attached by the handle.
Right. So you've got kind of a hinge going on here.
Right. I use the Sioux Germination Plus seed starting mix, so it's nice and fine. I brought some seeds for you to pick because I'm going to send this kid home with you and you can let us know how it works. You plant your seeds a lot heavier than you would normally because you're going to divide them out come spring. So you'll plant the seeds, water it well. You're going to close.
By a lot heavier, you mean a denser concentration.
Denser, more, thank you. More seeds for this small
right.
area. So you wouldn't space them out 5 inches. You'd probably put a dozen seeds in this small milk container. You're going to water it well, close the lid, seal it shut with duct tape. I like to label mine inside and out because with the weather, you know, even those permanent markers aren't so permanent. You leave the lid off. And here's the reason why you want snow and water to go in and water. And then you're going to set it outside, believe it or not.
Now, how are these not going to freeze and die within 30 seconds?
Well, especially this winter, right? Well, we're going to start this time of year, we're going to start things like perennials, cool season annuals like pansies, calendulas, snapdragons, and we'll start those now. We'll put them in a sheltered location. Since we've got all this snow, I'd just pile the snow around the base of it, great insulation. if you put it under an eave, you're going to have to water. So you want to leave it out where snow and water can get to it.
Because the last thing you really want to be thinking about in the middle of February is, did I water my plants?
Exactly. Everybody's going to think you're crazy, which has some value to it.
They stay away from you there. You don't get as many dings in your car.
Exactly. He's the nut job. And so then when the temperatures start warming up, it'll be time, you know, after the last spring frost, you'll be opening this up, or when it's time to plant your pansy transplants into the garden, and they'll take a light frost. You can lift them out, divide them out, and put them in the garden. Last year, I grew Cosmos, Cheyenne Spirit, Echinacea, some butterfly weed. I had some tomatoes. I'd start the tomatoes a little bit later, and peppers, because they're warm season plants. I'll wait until things warm up a bit, you know, more like the end of March for those. And it's amazing because you don't need lights. It's less maintenance on your part, and it's fun. I mean, I don't care how long you garden. When something works out, you're like, yay.
So essentially, what we're doing here is this, like, creating a tiny greenhouse?
Exactly. It is. It's capturing the humidity and moisture so it doesn't dry out as quickly. It holds the heat in. When we get really cold weather, you could throw a piece of carpet or something over top. But as long as we have this snow, it's great for just insulating basically the bottom level. So that'll help insulate the roots and the seedlings forming. I was amazed. I was kind of skeptical. And I gave it a shot last year and had such great success. I've been saving milk jugs all winter so I can start some plants this spring.
But again, this is better suited to things like perennials. You wouldn't want to start sow your tomatoes this way.
Not this early. You could do it, but you'd want to wait until things warm up a bit. So more like middle to the end of March, when things are not so brutal, hopefully. So this is time for perennials and cool season plants. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, they can take it a little cooler and germinate in cooler soil temperatures. So things that would naturally – one way to do it is if you have annuals that reseed, that stay in the garden and they pop back on their own, those would be good ones to try this with.
So let me go back for a second to the starting plants from the seeds indoors. You mentioned, you know, they just have to be in a sunny place. What does the temperature really need to be inside? Let's say – I mean, there might be people who have a three-season porch that's not heated.
Good question. So when we're starting plants from seed, when we're trying to get the seeds to sprout, warm temperatures are important. And that's why we're starting cool season things now in the milk jugs. But indoors, put them in a warm spot. I was doing microgreens, and I put them in my closet until they sprouted because that was the warmest spot. Because when I get them close to the light, it's a little chilly there. Once they're up and growing, they can take those cooler temperatures. So
do the microgreens not need the natural light, though? Because I assume your closet does not have a lot of access to the sun.
And that's when they're sprouting, they don't. So as soon as that, you see that green coming through, and that's true with almost all seeds. Very few need light. Lettuce does, but, you know, in a room, regular room like this even, it would sprout. And then put them in that sunny location as soon as the green appears. You're absolutely right. Now, the downside with windows is we have a lot of gray days. It can be very cold along that window or in that three-season porch. So a lot of people with three-season porches will put a little mini greenhouse you can buy or make, just a little plastic to trap the heat around it. But sometimes that light intensity is not enough. So supplementing with artificial light also works. Now, my light setup is in the basement. So I sprout things upstairs because it's kind of chilly. And then as soon as I get greenery, I put them under the lights and then I have good success. But if you've got natural light and space, add some artificial light. You've got everything you need then.
We should mention you are going to be talking about a lot of these kinds of things at the Milwaukee NARE Home Improvement Show. I feel like this is the part of the Tonight Show where they talk about their appearing for three nights at the Sands or whatever. Talk about the kinds of things that you get to chat with people about at that event.
You know, that's such a fun event, and I feel like that means spring is on its way.
Exactly.
You know, we're out there looking at home improvements and talking gardens.
You can talk about painting without actually having to be out there painting yet.
That's a good way to look at it. I got some of those projects too. So low maintenance, big impact perennials. So one of the things is we all want beautiful gardens, but we're all busy. So I talk about some of those things that are low maintenance, easy to care for, but give you big results. Create a stunning front yard and entryway. You know, sometimes it's just a few little quick fixes that really make you and your guests feel good when you walk in the front door. On Saturday, I'm going to be doing a Calling All Kids family event. We're going to grow microgreens. So I'm bringing containers and seed starting mix and microgreen seeds. And everyone that comes is going to walk home with a little container of microgreens to grow on their countertop.
That they can put in their closet for a little while.
To sprout and then back in that sunny window. And on Sunday, I'll be talking vegetable gardening success. So growing a bountiful garden, no matter your limitations of size, space, time, and money.
It is a really we're at the aspirational part of gardening season.
It is. It's always great. That planning part is lots of fun. Somebody said they're working on their masterpiece garden for this year. So I think that's what we should all focus on.
It is always great to see you, Melinda Myers. Thanks
so
much.
You too, Mitch. Thanks.
And we'll see you once things warm up.
You bet.
Melinda Myers is the author of numerous books on gardening, including Month by Month Gardening in Wisconsin. She is our regular gardening contributor, and you can find more information at WUWM.com about her various appearances at the Milwaukee NARI Home Improvement Show that's coming up this weekend.